text for our meditation this morning is from St. Matthew chapter 6, and I'll read that for you. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And our theme for this morning is seek first the kingdom of God. As you come to worship today, this is LWML Sunday, a wonderful day that we celebrate here in the Lutheran Church, especially with the dwindling numbers of these faithful women serving the Church of Christ. But as we come to worship this morning, what is it that worries you? We all have them. We all worry about something, some more than others. Many of these ladies that work at this LWML, they're worried too. For you see, they've worked countless hours and countless tasks that they've performed, and they've done it without reward or any merit. They've done it all for the glory of God, not theirs. Yet, we still worry, many of them still worry. And yes, I know that a good pastor or any well-intentioned brother or sister of the faith would tell you that it's not right that we should worry. In fact, it is a sin to worry. We shouldn't. We know we shouldn't, and we tell others that they shouldn't worry. And don't worry about it. But yet we do. Many times we don't really like it when someone tells us not to worry, because we're going to worry. Being nourished through God's Word and the sacrament of Holy Communion, and spending a lot of time gathered around the very Word of God in Bible studies, devotions, and time together, worry will simply kind of wither away. A sin we no longer fret. It's true, it does work like that. So how do we, the redeemed sons and daughters of the King, especially as we focus this morning on the LWML, how do we respond to this awesome mission challenge that God has placed before us this morning? How do we seek first the kingdom of God? How do we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? Well, we're probably going to worry about it. We're going to worry as he calls us in this sin-darkened world in which we live, where he calls us to share the good news of Christmas. He calls us to share the Easter story, the passion of our Lord, especially the resurrection part, the good news that Christ is risen. And Christ has ascended back to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God, until he comes again to judge the living and the dead. We worry whether or not we have shared it right. We often worry, will people receive it the right way? Did we say it right? Did we put it the right way? You might want to say to your pastor, Pastor, every time you talk about the opportunities that God gives us to be evangelists, every opportunity we have to share the good news of Christ, to be sowers and Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Well, when we go through all of that, Pastor, I get worried. I get worried real bad. And as a matter of fact, I start to tremble. Matter of fact, if I went up to some of you this morning and said, you're coming with me when we go to the jail tonight, or you're coming with me when we go out in a couple weeks and go canvassing the neighborhood, going door to door, I'm afraid some of you are going to have a panic attack. Even as we ask that question of our Heavenly Father, we continue, what really causes me to worry besides all my health issues, besides all my money issues, besides all the health issues of those who I love, and all the family issues that I have, like you're the only one that experiences difficulty with your family and family members. Just how are we going to even bring more people here into the church to share the love of God with them? Especially here at Zion Lutheran Church in Columbia City. I got news for you, I'm worried about it. Each and every one of us needs to use our God-given gifts and abilities to meet the challenge of sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ with those around us and into all the world. That's why these guys are going to the seminary to share that message around the world. To be perfectly honest, that's a very huge responsibility, isn't it, guys? And it too will cause us concern, worry, and moments of trembling. These guys, these seminarians that have gathered here today with us, they've already preached their first public sermon. Those butterflies should have subsided just a little bit by now. No, they don't go away. As we all strive to be a tool for the Holy Spirit, working through the means of grace to gently bring a person to a proper walk with the Lord, it's as if we're dealing with these worries and countless other things that will be a common plight to all of mankind, or they're specific to each one of us. But our Father assures us in our text today of He knows our need and He has promised to take care of us. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to us as well. We continue to question God, though, don't we? So I ask again, Lord, what do you have to help me, especially when I'm worried? Let's begin with Scripture. The foundation of your security and the power to share my love is found in my promise to you of new life now through faith in me and the eternal life that will one day be fully yours in heaven. Because of my perfect life, suffering, and death on the cross, and my glorious resurrection 3 days later, that's kind of like what God says to us all the time. Because of my perfect life and suffering and death, you will be saved. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians that our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has been raised from the dead. He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Okay, God, that's good in theory. Okay, I know that this is where my strength and my assurance should be, but when the rubber hits the road, when things get tough, how can I focus on those things does my life go from worry to faith so that I don't have to be anxious about anything? So I don't have to worry about food and drink and clothing or working for the Lord in His field of harvest? Well, first of all, hear and believe and find comfort in Jesus' promise that His Father, that Jesus' Father and yours will care for you just as He cares for the birds of the airs, the lilies of the field, and the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven. And even more so, as He asks, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And if you need to answer that rhetorical question at the end of those verses, the answer should be a resounding yes, as you have seen, heard, and experienced over and over again. You have experienced God's loving care. God has provided much in each and every one of your lives. Second, I share with you the certainty found in St. Paul's confession. Is he a sinner just like you and I and all of mankind? He also had to deal with many worries and concerns, including the thorn in his flesh, the messenger of Satan sent to harass him, 2 Corinthians. St. Paul relays the assurance he has as he shares with us this word of God meant for each one of us, God's sinful yet forgiven children, as he writes, "He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" His grace is sufficient. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, where our Father in heaven assures us that His forgiven, redeemed, and restored children can boldly profess with St. Paul, he says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." You can do all things through God who strengthens you. One more passage, especially when it comes to God's call to you to be out in the harvest field doing the work He has set us to do while it is day before night comes when no one can work. It would be the promise from the very lips of our Savior, as He said in Luke chapter 12. "And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." Make sense? It should. It just happened in Oregon. That shooter made those people stand up and he held a gun to their head and says, "Do you believe in God?" And many of them said, "Yes, I do." And boom, he shot him in the head. That's not good. That's not nice. But they're in heaven. All of God's promises are yours, even when we speak to our neighbor across the street, the friend at work, your son or your daughter who has grown away from the Lord, and for whom our heart aches. We could spend all day in a conversation with our Heavenly Father, picking out and rejoicing in His promises that He's recorded for us in His Word. You too can easily add your favorite and most comforting verse as God's assurance that He will provide for you. There's many of them. But as good as all of this the sounds and sitting here this morning, and since I'm in the very same boat that many of you are in, that, yeah, I worry about things. We find it easy to say, especially as we go through a season of worry, it's real easy for us to say, you know, many of these verses from the Bible, Pastor, we hear them all the time, kind of a cliche. Well, let me leave you with this thought. You and I have a Heavenly Father who does not just talk a good game. He backs up and follows through on His promises. He makes 100% of the time. You see, He did not just tell Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Elijah, along with Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Jonah, and all the other prophets, along with all of the apostles and all of the evangelists of the New Testament, as well as His own dear Son, Jesus Christ, including you and I, He says to seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. He acts on that admonition to seek first what His utmost importance is, promising that all of these things we have been talking about will be given to us as well. God's promise throughout all the ages is the same. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's desire above all things to live under the rule of the one true God and His righteousness, which is, what is His righteousness? That's salvation. Life everlasting. This life of salvation that Jesus has won for us upon the cross at Calvary. And He adds that all these things will be added to you. That, my friends, is providing and coming through with a promise. And since you and I are united to His Son in baptism, in hearing the Word, in receiving His very body and blood, in His very death and resurrection, by being buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We have nothing to worry about in the kingdom of God. Serving Him as we serve those He places in our lives, wherever, whenever He has the need for us, carrying out this great task. He wants us to bring back the lost, the erring, and He wants us to bring them back into eternal fellowship with Him. One more thing. I'm going to make a plea for the LWML, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. This is not an organization of just simply some retired ladies who have nothing else better to do. No. These ladies have been serving for 30, 40, and more years because of the worth of this organization. And now their numbers are dwindling, because these ladies are being called into glory. Their numbers are getting smaller. There's not an age limit on this organization. And they do many wonderful things. I can personally attest to the fun and fellowship that these ladies have, and even my brothers and the other pastors. My best friend down in Florida, Pastor Todd Schaus, he's the chaplain for a large area of LWML. And he goes to their conventions, he goes to all their meetings, and he has a blast. And he tells me about it. So consider joining them, ladies. Consider that God calling you to be a part. Don't let this organization crumble and go by the wayside. And matter of fact, By being a member of that organization, you are seeking first the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.